Brandon back at it for episode 20 of the CB Show.
The CB Show is a podcast all about fantasy football and the NFL.
So, week 18 of the regular season has just wrapped up. So, before we dive in up to all the stuff about the playoff, I know there's a whole lot of stuff in that.
I think there's something more important in the playoff.
Let's back up and talk about week 17, a very, very concerning week for a lot of the NFL.
And I think especially this is the most important part about the NFL right here. And all NFL wanted to do, they were like 5 minutes for a Bengals-Bills game, and then we're back at it. The coach luckily said, no, we're not playing this game. Both coaches actually agreed from it. Dude, what's going on in T. Higgins' head? Like, I get that he didn't do it, but yeah. At the end of the day, you saw T. Higgins with his mother in his arm wrapped around. Mm-hmm. His mother's arm wrapped around him. Like, dude, that must be tough. Like, he died on the field for a little bit, and
clinically dead for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They had his heart stopped beating.
He
wasn't
also
breathing.
Died at the doctor's office again, and they had to do CPR again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more. This should be the most important thing right now.
Player
for
safety,
every
health.
Single person in the NFL in general, player safety, health. That should mm-hmm. be the most important thing for them. But nope, it's the money in the games.
So, let's talk about DeMar Hamlin and his health.
I mean, so he's been doing good. Got the yeah. team. So
he broke down the team in the locker room. He FaceTimed them from the hospital. He's able to talk, tubes out of him.
He's mm-hmm. able to breathe himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you think he's going to come back?
Did you hear the story of Stephon Diggs? So, Stephon Diggs asked if he could go in and see DeMar. They're like, mm-hmm. no one's able to go in there right now. He's like, Stephon Diggs was like, no, that's my teammate. I'm going in there. That's a good teammate right there.
We want to give a special shout out to one of our podcast sponsors, Fremont Pizzeria. Located in Fremont, New Hampshire, you can dine in, order takeout, or delivery. Having a party and don't want to cook? No worries. Call Fremont Pizzeria for all your catering needs. Let them know that the CB Show sent you. Fremont Pizzeria. It's more than just a pizza place.
That was the last week of fantasy football, and how did this injury, like, impact the playoffs?
Okay, so I thought I was going to lose because Jamar Chase only put up, like, he didn't even put up any points that game because, like, it ended so early. I faced the fantasy football team, and they had Tyler Bass, but, I mean, I smoked him anyway. What, 240 to 103? No, I'm joking. 140.
Yeah.
It was a blowout. He put up 55 in the first game.
Roger Goodell's decision of not playing the game, I feel like that was a good choice. That was a great choice.
Their players are crying, and Stephon Diggs tries to, like, amp them up again, sit back down on the bleach, on their bench and starts playing again.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that was a really good decision, because they need to come over that injury and get themselves mentally prepared.
The best part about this is DeMar Hamlin wrote down on a piece of paper when he woke up.
Did they win?
They were talking about the team, right?
Did
they win? And they were talking about, he was talking about the Buffalo Bills, and the doctors were like, yes, you won the game of life.
Mm-hmm. And, what was I going to say? They were thinking about running the game through...
simulation.
Through an AI simulation.
They said it was like 42 to like...
It was going to be 42 to 40.
At the end.
And the Bengals win.
I think the Bengals would have won that game anyway. I think the Bengals would have won that game anyway, the way it started out, if DeMar Hamlin didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Momentum all on their side,
So, now let's talk about what happened in week 18. So, huge upsets, Rams, definitely. But they wouldn't have made the playoffs, but they would have had...
We wanted the Lions to make the playoffs. And, we should be 9-8 right now. We should not be 8-9. We should have been 9-7.
We should have been
going into that game. We should have been 10-6 going into that game. We should have won against the Bengals, fumbled at the 3-yard line. I think we should never have gone that close, but we did. But then we choked. And then Raiders game, never saw the foot out of bounds. Refs, man, what do you pay? It's Las Vegas at this point. I mean, honestly though, they have the money
pay
to
win.
Pay it. Yeah, pay
to win.
And then you lose to that. So we at the end of the season we should have been 10-7.
Yeah.
And we should have easily had made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
We should have been the sixth seed.
Yeah, but
not
we
the
would
seventh.
Have lost to week 1. I honestly have no surprises with the matchups with really.
The outcomes were kind of... Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Dude, Miami, first of all, Miami should not have won that game. That was a terrible game. Pittsburgh should not have even came. I mean, Bears won the first pick. Let's talk about the Bears. Texans decide to run the whole entire field to get up by, go for two, and to get up by a point instead of getting the first round draft pick. I get that's all you do is want to win, but like, at the end of the day, first round draft of the whole NFL 2022 season, you're getting thrown to, but you're probably going to, CJ Stroud's probably going to be like the number one pick, right?
Maybe. He's a freshman, though.
Yeah.
He still has one more year.
But he can go in the NFL if he wants. Yeah. And then he would have the capability of making it. And then, or do you win one game of the last of the regular season? Like, so Chicago got the first round pick, which I don't, they're not going to pick CJ Stroud. They have Justin Fields.
Yeah.
They might just trade the pick to, like, the Texans.
NFL news. There are several players who we know played their last game in Week 18. J.J. Watt, who's a Badger. When they were good. he was drafted in 2011 by the Texans.
Got traded to the Cardinals in 2021.
Five-time Pro Bowler and three-time NFL and Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, and then Walter Payton, NFL Player of the Year in 2017 for that award.
We also have Matthew Slater, who went to UCLA.
Drafted in 2008. Dude, that he is old by New England Patriots. He stayed there for his whole entire career.
He was a 10-time Pro Bowler and a 3-time Super Bowl champion.
And he also got the Art Rooney Award in 2021.
We also have Devin McCourty, who went to Rutgers and was drafted in 2010.
And was a 2-time Pro Bowler.
He was also a 3-time Super Bowl champion as well.
Let's go, boy! We got the wild card matchups. Dude, this feels like it's week one of the NFL season, honestly, though. Like,
amazing matchup.
Whole new season. Dude, week one feels like it was yesterday.
It does.
It flies by so fast.
It does.
We have the Eagles, best record in the league right here, and
the Chiefs. The Chiefs both clinched the number one seed for the playoffs.
Before we get into our matchups, I think it's going to be 49ers. Or Vikings, or 49ers, Cowboys in the NFC Championship. What do you think about AFC?
The AFC Championship, I think it's either going to be Bills, Bengals, or it will be Bills, Chargers.
No Chiefs.
Well, in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, we're talking about championship.
No Eagles?
No Eagles.
No. I'm taking either...
Actually, yeah.
So for the AFC, I'm taking either Bills... Chiefs or Chiefs Bengals?
I'm taking
Bills Bengals. I'm taking either
49ers Eagles or 49ers Vikings. I think Cowboys. I don't think Cowboys.
I don't think it will be a rematch of the 2019 or 2018
I don't think
season
are gonna make
where
it
the fun. Vikings played the Eagles?
No, I don't. The 49ers, they're just been great. Alright, so the first matchup, we have the Seahawks versus the 49ers. I'm taking 49ers in this
49ers.
One. Like, it's kind of obvious. It's 49ers, no way 49ers lose to the Seahawks.
Yeah, there's no way. Seahawks, George Kittle's been playing outstanding. Yeah. I feel like they're going to walk all over the Seattle Seahawks here.
I mean, to be fair, even if Lions made the playoffs, they're not winning it.
Yeah. So, in the AFC matchup, we'll go here, we'll skip around a bit. We got the Bills versus the Dolphins. I'm taking Bills on this one.
Yeah,
the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill got banged up a little bit.
Underperforming, too.
The Dolphins are completely underperforming, and I feel like that's going to be...
Is Tua even going to be back?
I don't have no clue.
And we scored 11 points versus the Jets. 11.
I know.
Three in the first half.
Yeah, I'm taking Bills on this one. There's no way they can compete with the Bills here.
Yeah, they are.
I'm taking Bills.
That's a... In the past... Beat Miami, and they Buffalo almost lost. They almost lost to us, but at the end.
Next matchup,
I think we got to take Vikings on this one. Giants have been good.
Not good enough to beat the Vikings. I'm taking Minnesota, Justin Jefferson. When they target him, He's been playing amazing.
I mean, what do
when
you
they mean, don't target
do you, have you ever seen that catch? Like, in between a defender's hands. He's falling, like, he's like this.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking Minnesota. They're going to walk all over this team depending on what Minnesota we see.
There's always a bad and good Minnesota.
Yep, we got Baltimore versus Bengals. I'm taking Bengals.
Baltimore, terrible. Terrible.
They're so
Your
bad.
Your only threat is Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews.
Not
if you
even
take,
healthy.
And yeah, if you take both of them away, your record's going to be the
They're
Browns.
They're terrible.
Your record's going to be the Browns season in 2019.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals on this one. The Bengals are so much better.
2019, the Browns.
No clue. So the Bengals are so much better than the Ravens in so many different ways, and they're just going to walk all over these guys.
Yeah. They're going to be like the old 16 Browns.
Yeah.
The Ravens without Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews. Take away Lamar Jackson, you're nothing, actually.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews can't do anything right now. All right, next matchup, Bucks-Cowboys. I mean, Tom Brady. You never know. Tom Brady can be Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It depends. What game is Tom Brady and Mike Evans going to have?
Yes.
What game is Chris Godwin going to have? If they have a great game and Bucks D,
and
Bucks D does what they usually do, Tom Brady does what he usually does in the playoffs, they're winning this game.
Yes.
But if not, it's Cowboys game any day.
Yeah, depending on what Cowboys we see. If they see Cowboys versus Washington game, the Cowboys will win. Or no, not the Cowboys. The Buccaneers will win.
No, well, even if we see the regular Cowboys versus
Tom
Brady and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and how they perform regularly when they were when they're actually good, the Bucks are winning this any day
Bucks.
Of the week.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I still have to take Cowboys.
I'm taking Cowboys on this one. Tom Brady. I don't know.
Watch them lose.
I'm still have faith in the. I'm cheering for the Bucks in that game any day of the week.
Yeah. So am I.
Next matchup, we got
Quick fun fact, I've been to Tampa.
Next matchup, we have the Chargers versus the Jaguars.
I don't know.
Think the Jags are going to win this one?
I feel like the Jags are going to pull this off.
No.
You don't?
No.
Mike Williams.
He's hurt. Exactly. Keenan Allen, Austin Ekeler. They won 5 games out of 6 when Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are gone.
Never mind! I'm taking the Chargers.
Austin Ekeler? I mean, you still have Joshua Palmer, Gerald Everett, Keenan Allen, Austin Ekeler.
Yeah, I'm going to take Chargers. I'm taking Chargers.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Frank FM. Frank FM can be heard in Portsmouth on 98.7, in Manchester on 106.3, and in Concord and Lakes region on 98.3.
Frank FM, New Hampshire's greatest hits.
Wild card weekend, I'm going to dish you out a wild card here. So
it's going to feel so weird.
So dude. I am going to be leading us in the Would You Rather chant. Ready? You ready?
You have to be entertaining.
Are you ready?
Yeah, Caleb, let's get hype! Let's go!
I can't wait to do this! Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts as your starting QB? I would personally take Jalen Hurts.
I'm taking Mahomes. Do you see what he does?
No.
You didn't see what he did last night?
He also has Travis Kelce, who is the best tight end in the league.
I will be the best wide receiver in the league.
When?
Tomorrow.
In your dreams.
No, tomorrow. Would you rather have Davante Adams or Stephon Diggs as your starting wide receiver? And
Adams.
Why?
Adams. All day. Davante Adams.
Stephon Diggs.
Why Diggs? He doesn't.
Younger. He's younger.
He doesn't
younger.
Have height over all the receivers. The defensive backs. Adams is not a particularly slow man either.
He's a big man.
So.
He is a big man.
Yeah, he's bigger than Stephon Diggs and he can go up and head top kids. Would you rather have a team that never gave up a 15-yard-plus play or a team that stopped 65% of third and fourth downs?
65?
65. A team that never stopped Or team, wait. Would you rather have a team that never gave up 15-plus yard play, or a team that stopped 65% of third downs and
15-plus yard play.
Neither would I. Yeah, same. That's what I would do.
16-yard field goal, we're stopping that.
Yeah.
We're stopping that.
Yeah.
Getting locked down, bro.
Yeah, I'm taking 15.
65% is not 100%, not guaranteed.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the best defense or the best offense in the league? And why? Defense wins Super Bowls. Defense wins Super Bowls.
Supposedly, you have Josh Allen. You have the best offense in the league. That means there's not a defense that can stop you.
But I have the best defense, you have the best offense. I can stop you.
Yeah.
But he can't stop me on offense.
So if I score, that means you don't have a good offense and I don't have a good defense.
So we're buddies and we will always
defense win champion!
we will always be in overtime together and we will always tie. Because defense stops the offense and offense will stop the defense.
Would you rather be a team player or a singular star? I feel like I want to be a singular star because Nacho Average Joes don't get paid millions. Maybe like $3 million.
I'd be like
year.
That Patrick.
We get paid that money. We get paid that $50 million a year. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're the star.
You mean $800 million? No, we get $800 million a year, bro.
Yeah.
If you're a QB, would you rather play against Nick Bosa or Hassan Reddick? He's Hassan Reddick. And why?
I would rather play against Hassan Reddick. Nick Bosa is just an absolute beast.
I mean, he literally won. He had the most sacks this year, so.
Yeah, I'm playing against Hassan Reddick.
I'm doing Hassan Reddick.
Would you rather retire as a forgotten player with a winning record or a famous player known to lose in a championship game? Forgotten player with a winning record.
I'm just going to be that person who lives in the shadows.
If I went out like that, I would not want to go out as the guy that sold the wide open touchdown pass to win.
I'll be the shadow. Game. I'll be the person in the shadows. Stay in the corner. Alright. Would you rather be the star of a bad team or an average player on an elite team?
Star on a bad team. Average on an elite, because you can get that.
No, because
you can get those rings and you can get up there if you're on an elite team.
No, because even if you're on a bad team, people will know you, and then other teams will want to trade for you, so then you can go to a different team. Like Christian McCaffrey was like that, and then he went to the 49ers. So it's like you got to start from the beginning, and you got to look at your future.
Yeah, but if you're an average player on an elite team, then you're going to always be on that elite team, and you wouldn't need to be that star somewhere else.
Yeah, but why not be like a star and make your team better?
Because you wouldn't need to start from the bottom. You could already be all the way there. You'd have an advantage on everyone else. So I'm being that average player on that elite team. Because average still isn't bad.
Straight wide receiver.
Average is actually second. So, I'm the second wide. I'm wide receiver 2. If I'm average. I'm basically Gabe Davis. That's an average wide receiver, Gabe Davis.
Yeah,
so you'd want to be Justin Jefferson on the Bears.
Yeah. I'll have Justin Fields still with me. I'm okay with that.
Justin Fields on the... We'll do... On the Colts.
Nope. Bears Colts. Are the baddest team in the league. Nope. Worst team in the league. Nope. Deal's done. I'm on the Bears.
No.
And I'm just here.
No. That's a wrap for episode 20 of the CB Show. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts.
Don't forget, hit that like button on YouTube and go find our page on Facebook and Instagram. Well, usually I'd say go set that lineup, but this time I'm going to say go enjoy your victory. Blue 80 set hike.